Sunny days and balmy nights, high temperatures and, for some, uncomfortable conditions. Gerry Murphy, senior forecaster with Met Éireann, is here. What's ahead, Gerry, today, tomorrow, on into the weekend and next week?
Well, in the shorter term, certainly today, tomorrow and for some areas on Sunday, very hot weather in Stormare. We have our yellow level high temperature warning in operation for today, tomorrow, Saturday. And on Sunday, while we haven't, that is likely to be updated today for not all of the country, but for possibly parts of Leinster and Munster on Sunday as well. So really hot weather in store for the next few days. Temperatures did get over 30 degrees yesterday, 30.4 degrees recorded in Oak Park in Carlow yesterday, and we can expect those temperatures to go possibly even higher today,
really?
And certainly higher in a few places tomorrow. So very hot weather in store across really all of the country, but certainly parts of the southern half of Leinster, the Midlands and parts of Munster would be getting the highest of those values.
So do you anticipate maybe that temperature, I think the record was set in 1995 in Oak Park of 31.5, we could hit that or go higher?
Well, it's quite possible that we may hit that, yes,
yeah.
Because the temperature yesterday got to above 30 degrees in Carlow, and there's a possibility that we could go a degree higher today and tomorrow. So it's quite possible that we could breach that August record that was set in 1995.
And going on then, Sunday, more changeable or just slightly lower temperatures?
Yes, we will see a change on Sunday in the sense that for the northern half of the country, the temperatures will be slightly lower in general, but still it looks like being quite hot, especially over Leinster and Munster. But as we go through Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, we will see showers breaking out across the country, and some of those could be quite heavy in that heat. So we will see that change, and then the temperatures will drop back on Monday then down to the low 20s, and then on Tuesday into the high teens to low 20s. So we'll see a return to much more what we call average weather for Ireland.
I was going to say, weather we would normally have welcomed, but we've become used this week to such higher temperatures.
Yes,
now that we see those as maybe on the low side.
Well, it will feel as if they'll be around more closer
weather
to average for the middle of August.
Yeah.
But they will feel that bit cooler than what we have at the moment.
The consequences of the sort of temperatures that we've been enjoying at the moment, could we be looking at drought?
Not presently, because for a drought you need a very extended period of dry weather. And while I know they're announcing a drought in Britain, in parts of Britain, for us, though, we've had quite a lot of rain in recent days. The bank holiday weekend did bring some quite heavy rain to parts, especially over parts of the western half of the country. Mm. So we don't have drought conditions and won't have a drought in this instance. And as I said, we will see showers returning on Sunday and on into next week.
And of course, there's always the worry about fires breaking out, and we're seeing what's happening in France and across other parts of continental Europe as well.
Yes. As I said, a drought is very much a definition, because it depends on the duration, and you need at least 15 days of dry weather. So while we don't have a drought conditions, we do still have very dry conditions, and the risk of wildfires is certainly prevalent with the heat, the very dry weather, and it's very important that people take great care in relation to that, as well as all the other factors. Spending a long time out in the sunshine can lead to increased risk of sunburn, heat stress, so people need to stay hydrated, all those things need to be taken into account.
All right. I often wonder for yourself and your colleague forecasters, is it more enjoyable to be a forecaster when you're bringing news of high temperatures than when you're talking to us about heavy rains and wind? Or is it the job is the job and you do it whatever the weather?
Well, it's important that we give the truth regarding the weather to as much an extent as we can forecast it. But there's no doubt about it, it's much nicer to be predicting good weather than to be predicting storms. And while we do, of course, have to take account of the potential impacts of it, it's also very important that people actually do enjoy the fine weather.
Absolutely. And on that note, Gerry Murphy from Met Éireann, thank you very much.